Welcome to another episode of Kevo and Heidi's Disney Over Coffee.
I'm Kevo.
And I'm Heidi.
And let's talk about Disney.
Let's do it. And we're back.
We are back.
It's been a long time.
I mean, how long?
I don't know. A long time.
It's been a year.
I mean, it's been a long time. So what are we doing today?
Moana.
Moana. A new classic for me. It's become a new classic. Almost like a new renaissance, if you will.
I don't know. Doesn't it? I mean, it has to be at least like 20 years old before it's a classic, right?
I guess. So we'll get there. We will. So before we start talking about Moana, we got another round of which movie is it?
Which movie?
Mm-hmm. All right, you ready?
Go. I won't look either. I won't cheat.
Yeah, don't cheat. All right. The only thing predictable about life is its unpredictability.
The only thing predictable about life.
Ugh, your sleeves look like you threw up on them.
Ratatouille.
You got it. Yeah, the last line I had was, anyone can cook. It's like, come on, you should have seen that one. It's really good. I love that one. That one's also a new favorite of mine. So good.
But, well, that might be almost, well, no. When did that come out? That's not 20 years old.
2016. Mm-hmm. Doesn't feel like that long ago, but it feels like.
That was a long time ago.
Well, because a lot of things have happened since then. We're in 2023 now.
I know. See, it's almost 10 years old.
Yeah. So, directed by Ron Clements and John Musker. Music by Lin-Manuel Miranda, Mark Mancina, and Opitai Foai. I believe that's how we say it. Cast includes Auli'i, Cavallo, Dwayne Johnson, Temuera Morrison, that's how I say his name, Tamura, and Nicole Scherzinger. Amazing. Pretty cool cast, I think. But there was a specificity that they wanted for this cast, and what was that?
They're all island.
Yes, they are all either, you know, Pacific Islander. So I think the only person that I probably can think of is the chicken. The actor who plays the chicken is the only non-islander individual.
Yeah, probably. Unless he's from, like, Manhattan or something.
I mean, you never know.
We can look it up.
But this movie holds a special place in your heart. You want to tell the listeners why it holds a special place?
Because I get a Disney princess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for those of you out there who do not know Kevin, which is most of you, he is Pacific Islander. Do you want to say which Pacific Island?
No.
Keep them guessing?
Keep guessing.
So, of course, that would mean, you know, anybody from, like, Hawaii, Guam, Virgin Islands, New Zealand. Yeah, is that... Did I get
the Virgin Islands.
Right? In the Caribbean. Or what other islands besides that? There's so many. Yeah, there's so many. There's a lot of islands. But I know for a fact that Australia does not count, right?
I mean, Australia is a continent. Right. It's not an island.
So, like, Papua New Guinea? Like, New Guinea? Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay. See? Okay. Philippines? Does that count? Or is that just, you know, South Asia?
Probably just Southeast Asia.
Okay.
Still island.
Well, it's still an island. They're on an island. They're, you know, they're living their life. But, yeah, an amazing, amazing film. There's so much color. There's so much music. There's so much culture. I got some trivia. Would you like to hear it?
Mm-hmm. Hit me with the trivia.
All right. The tattoos on Chief Tui's abdomen are the same tattoos worn by pro wrestler Peter Fanini Maivia, Dwayne Johnson's maternal grandfather.
Cool.
So those are the same exact tattoos, which is cool. The spiral on Moana's necklace and on the sail of her boat is called a koru. It represents the unfurling fern frond, symbolizing new life, new beginnings, personal growth, the spirit of rejuvenation and peace. Yeah, and this does say that Alan Tudyk, is the only main cast member who isn't of Polynesian descent. Mm-hmm. All other main cast members are of at least partial Polynesian or New Zealand descent. So, and this was the first Disney film with a largely Polynesian cast. And hopefully not the last.
Pretty cool.
It's a special, special movie. It's amazing. It's one of my favorites. It makes me cry every time. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else you would like to say before we start?
No, let's do it.
I will say I did read that Dwayne Johnson was very, very nervous about this film, particularly because it's showing his culture, but because he hadn't really done a lot of voice acting at this point, so he was really nervous about, you know, doing it right. So, which, I mean, I always say, like, anybody who is concerned about doing a good job usually means that they care, so that's awesome. All right, so where do we start?
From the beginning.
You always say that. So using a tapa cloth to animate her story, Grandma Tala tells a group of young children the story of the mother island, Te Fiti. With her heart, Te Fiti possesses the power to create life and bring other islands into existence. However, the demigod Maui uses his magical hook to shapeshift into various creatures and steals the heart. Now, we don't really get too much backstory as to why he felt like he needed to do it, other than he wanted to do it for the humans.
She just said he's a trickster.
Yeah.
And, well, actually, I think she does say, like, she took it for the people, didn't she?
I think he did say that. Yeah, like, I took it for you guys. I took it for the humans. But I don't know. We don't really get too much into that. But without her heart, Te Fiti's island begins to deteriorate and sends forth a terrible darkness. Maui escapes on his boat, but is confronted by Te Ka, a demon of lava and fire, which rose from the sea like a volcano. Mm-hmm. Maui is struck from the sky, losing both his hook and the heart.
Now, who banishes him?
The gods?
Like, what are the gods?
I don't know.
The ocean?
Or maybe it was just the ocean.
The ocean was like, I'm going to put you on this island and you're going to stay there.
Yeah, the ocean saw what he did and said, oh, shame on you. Just, you're going to be left out here without your boat, without your hook. You're essentially going to be stuck. Though, I feel like he probably could have swam to another island. You know.
Well, no, she would have put him back.
That's true. The ocean is magical, so. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, Grandma finishes her story. Most of the children either cry or, like, faint. But Moana, we don't necessarily know that it is Moana, but we kind of just know.
Of course we know it's Moana.
We know that it's Moana, a little baby in front, super enthralled by the story, and all the other children are scared. And Grandma says that one day, someone will find the heart and journey beyond the island's reef to find Maui and take him to restore the heart and save everyone. And at that moment, Chief Tui comes in and tells the children that there's no darkness, there's no monsters, and that everything's going to be okay. But in doing so, he kind of, like, puts down even more of those tapestries, and they get to see more monsters, and they kind of freak out.
I know, everybody freaks out.
Yes.
And Moana kind of just goes to the ocean. She finds the ocean.
Yep. So she's called to it, you know? It's in her senses. It's in her cells.
It's in her cells.
So she's able to see a shell that washes up on the shore, and she's
doesn't wash up on the shore. Well, the ocean puts it there.
I think it definitely was a test, you know. She was to be tested, like, are you going to try to get the shell, or are you going to look behind you and see that there's a sea turtle that needs your help?
Mm-hmm. Which, look, Disney, it's just, that's the part of life.
I mean, yeah.
It's the circle of life.
But she was there. Like, if you're there and you see, you know, somebody or something that needs your help, why not? You're there. So she helps the sea turtle get back into the ocean without, you know, getting eaten by the birds. And the ocean kind of does this, like, shimmer. This, like, magical, like, shimmer, you know? And she's able to see it come to life.
Oh, matai, matangi. Oh, loto no mai na toa. Mana tu atu.
Yes. So a wave forms over Moana's head, and it looks at her, and it kind of plays with her a little bit, and she's able to see, like, the magic mm-hmm. of the ocean.
Mad.
It kind of, like, surrounds her like a big old wall of ocean.
Mm-hmm. And there's beautiful singing.
Beautiful singing.
Now, beautiful now, singing. Do you think the ocean was singing?
Maybe, because I think the ocean can sing. I mean, we know for a fact that whales sing, mm-hmm. you know, so why not? Why can't the ocean sing, you know? The song, I believe, is called An Innocent Warrior. So I told you earlier that this is the one, I think this is like the last official soundtrack of a Disney movie that I've actually purchased. Mm-hmm. Like I bought with my own money on iTunes. I can't recall anything that's more recent. Because even the Frozen 2 soundtrack, which I did like and I did enjoy, I didn't like all the songs in it. And this is the last one I would say I bought in its entirety. And I bought all of the songs. Because not one single song on this soundtrack is bad. Ugh, I love it so much. So beautiful. But then she sees this glowing green stone come through mm-hmm. the water.
It's coming through the water. It's coming to her because mm-hmm. the ocean chose her. Mm-hmm. The ocean said, you will be the one to save the world.
Mm-hmm. And I love the animation that they do on just her fingers when she's kind of tracing her fingers over the rock. It's just so cute. Ugh, it's just cute, chunky baby. And her father comes up and finds her and says, hey, don't do that. Please don't scare me. Which I would be scared. Come yeah. on.
Stay away from the water. You're on an island.
Yes. But also, like, she's still very, very young. She's not at that age where she can really figure out how to swim yet. So, you know, it's scary. It's very scary. So, yeah. So the chief takes her and they sing a song. They start to, you know, discuss what it's like to live on this island. And
yeah, he starts singing about her duties.
Mm-hmm. The song is called Where You Are. And essentially, you know, they live on the island of Motunui and that no one leaves. And no one leaves. It's in the song. No one leaves. Everybody's happy. Everybody does their part. You know, they get the coconuts. They get the bananas. They do everything. And they take care of each other. But no one leaves. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. It is great. But every time she goes near the water, her parents try to take her away.
Well, no, not really her mom. It's more her dad.
It's more her dad, yeah. I think that her mom is a little bit more, you know, open about it. But, yeah, so she keeps, you know, learning all of her duties and responsibilities as, you know, she's going to be the next chief. Which I'm curious if that in itself would be a common occurrence, being that she is a girl, you know? Like, would they allow a girl to be a chief?
I mean, I don't really know much about, like, Polynesian culture, but, mm-hmm. and I know back in the day, you would have essentially two heads, one male, one female.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair. I mean, so I maybe did... it's the
same. I don't know.
Maybe it is. Yeah, maybe it is the same.
Or was the same, I should say.
But, yeah, so she's learning, which is good, but, she does take time to also hang out with her grandmother, which I love. And her grandma tells her, like, you know, obviously you are going to be the next chief, but follow your heart. Like, do what's inside you. Listen to that voice inside. It's okay to...
go beyond the reef.
To do what you want to do. Yeah, like, to challenge yourself and do something different. You know, even if that does mean sometimes disappointing your father or potentially disappointing your dad. So, which I like, yeah. So, she's grown... at this point, we kind of use the song as a way to, you know, see her grow up, uh-huh. you know, and she's going around the village solving problems and things. And there's a cute little scene of her fixing one of the village huts, and she eats a little bit of pork and her little pet pig, Pua,
uh-huh.
It looks a little disappointed at her.
Hey, you just look at me with disappointment then.
It's cute. Mm-hmm. It's cute.
You're just gonna look at me.
Of course I would want a pet pig. But yeah, so she, of course, she doesn't deny that she's eating pork. She just kind of is like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to see Hey Hey, the little rooster. So weird, but cute at the same time. And one of the village elders is talking about, like, maybe we should just cook him. Like, what do you think?
I would have cooked him.
I mean, I probably would have cooked him because I would have a greater chance of cooking the rooster than I probably would the pet pig. But anyway, certain things start to happen, though. They start to find that the
coconuts are spoiling.
Yes.
And just things are dying mm-hmm. on the island.
There's no fish.
Yep, there's no fish. There's no more fish in the lagoon. So, you know, she suggests to her dad that they should fish beyond the reef. And it kind of starts a huge argument.
He says no. Yeah. Do you think that's bad chief behavior?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, of course it's bad chief behavior. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
You're going to let your people starve?
Yeah, you're going to let your people starve,
chief? Yeah, because... Come on. I mean, obviously... Because of your fear? Yeah. Because of your fear? Like, it is dangerous. I get that. But it's more important to feed your people, right? I would think. Oh, yes. Moana talks to her mom. Yep, so Moana talks to mom. Mom tells Moana a story about her father essentially going beyond the reef one late night with his best friend and it not going well. Mm-hmm. And his best friend drowned. And her saying this, of course, is like trying to get her to understand a little bit more of where he's coming from. But I at least appreciate that her mom wasn't trying to make it so that she couldn't still feel the way she felt. You know. Which is what a good mom should do. But essentially, like, obviously, that's a sad story. It's not, you know, something that you want to do necessarily. But I don't think it stopped Moana from feeling the way she felt. Mm-hmm. And then she breaks into song.
She breaks into her song.
How far I'll go, just so and beautiful.
She's gonna go very far.
You know, I want to, you know, set my own path, go on my own way. And she decides to take a canoe out just to see if there are any fish. And she takes her pet pig. So adorable. And at first it seems fine. But then a wave knocks her canoe sideways and sends the little pet pig overboard. Mm-hmm. And so she goes to save him and she gets pretty much like hit, like wave after wave.
She almost dies.
She does almost die. She gets kind of like stuck in between like what, some coral? Mm-hmm. Some coral. And she's able to set herself free. And she does make it to shore and Pua freaks out. Gets super scared. And luckily nobody else saw her, well, except, you know, her grandma. Essentially saying that whatever happened, blame it on the pig.
Yes, right, blame it on the pig.
Yeah, so Moana takes that moment to say, okay, well, my dad was right. It was dangerous, I shouldn't go back there. And her grandmother just kind of doesn't argue and says, okay, fine.
Suspicious.
Right, like, oh yeah, your dad's right, fine. And of course, Moana's like, are you trying to tell me something?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Like, what are you trying to tell me? And grandma takes her to this, like, cave that's been, like, hidden cave. Blocked. Like, uh-huh. Blocked by rocks.
Blocked away.
You know?
And hidden for thousands of years.
I mean, who knows how long. But, yes. Her grandmother kind of gives her the advice. Like, go in there and you'll find the answers to your questions. Like, who are you meant to be? What are we meant to do as a people? You'll find the answers there. So she goes in and she finds a small fleet of boats and canoes hidden along a waterfall. And she bangs this big drum.
Do-do-doom.
And it gives her a vision. It does say in the script. It gives her a vision mm-hmm. of her ancestors.
Of our ancestors going from island to island.
And we get another song.
Away, 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 away,
We know the way.
All the songs.
Mm-hmm. We know the way.
They know. She doesn't know the way yet.
Well, no.
But they know the way.
But they know the way, yes. Essentially, you know, saying that they travel from island to island. They tell the stories of their ancestors, but they create, you know, a new home for themselves. Mm-hmm. By which way they go. And I think a lot of the time, too, there could be something to be said about going from island to island, not just for cultural needs, but maybe even also for environmental impact. Like, why just stay in one place and take all the resources from that one island when you can take, you know, breaks in between and go from another island?
Well, I'm pretty sure just island. Population control. Well, there's so many of us. We gotta go.
Well, yeah. There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot. But, yeah. I mean, who's to say? Like, and there are books and books. If you ever get a chance to go to your local library, listeners, go to wayfinding or just any sort of, like, historical books on sailing, and you will find all of these things. Like, the way that they track stars, the way that they were able to kind of find all of these islands without necessarily needing all of the new technology that we have today. It's pretty fascinating. So, anyway, she gets the vision, and she realizes that they were voyagers, and that they can voyage again. And then she goes back to her grandmother and asks, like, why did we stop? Like, what happened?
Mm-hmm. Maui.
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 That darn Maui. Yeah. Essentially saying that when Maui stole the heart, it created a very, very treacherous sea. Like, the peace and serenity mm-hmm. of the sea.
The demons roaming the waters and, you know, just overall death.
Mm-hmm. So, in order to save themselves, they hid away the boats. So that way they wouldn't lose any people. Because essentially they would send boats and they wouldn't come back.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm sure it's heartbreaking, you know? It's heartbreaking. But Grandma then shows the fact that even though we haven't been sending boats out to lose people, we're still in trouble. And she shows her part of the island that's dying.
Mm-hmm. It's finally reached their island.
Mm-hmm. And so she then says that, like, the stories are true. And she has to return the heart of Tefiti, and she gives it to her in her hand.
Well, she's talking about Maui. So at first we're thinking it's Maui.
Right.
She has to find Maui, and Maui has to do it.
But she lets her know that she was there that day, that she got the
she saw
the heart.
Why were you hiding, Grandma?
Right. You could have you could have prepped her from the start. But anyway, at that point, the ocean comes to life again and shows itself mm-hmm. to Moana and gets her all wet. Cute. But, yep, so Grandma shows Moana the constellation of the Big Hook and says that Maui will be there at the bottom of that hook, stars, you know, constellation, and then that's where you gotta go. And at that point, Moana kind of wants to address the issue with her, you know, father.
Yeah, she, and the rest she, of the people. She brings it to the tribe. She brings it to the clan. Like, mm-hmm. hey, we can save it. But you know, her dad's like, no!
No!
And then they get into a big fight.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when Grandma collapses.
Mm-hmm. And we know because she leaves her cane behind.
Mm-hmm.
So her cane is there and she's not there. So everybody reaches to Grandma's bedside, and Grandma takes that moment to tell Moana to go.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Like, it's time to go.
Go.
You have to go find Maui. You got to tell him what you got to do. This is what's going to happen. You're going to board my boat, and we're going to return mm-hmm. the heart of Tefiti, and there's nothing you can do about it. So she's getting her things together. And her mom catches her and she's about to leave.
She looks so sad too.
She looks so sad, but she understands why she needs to go. And so she helps her get her things together. She helps her get her things together and she gets on the boat mm-hmm. and she heads out.
Yep, she gets on the boat that has the symbol,
mm-hmm.
the same symbol on the heart of mm-hmm. Tefiti.
And at that point, we see an amazing manta ray, all encrusted in like blue light.
Well, yeah, her grandma dies mm-hmm. and turns into a spirit.
Mm-hmm. Well, because she had said earlier that she wants to come back. She wants to be a manta ray. And she shows her the big tattoo that she's got on her back mm-hmm. of a manta ray. So she sees the spirit, and she struggles a bit at first. And she finds out that Hey has stowed away.
Yeah, he snuck on that boat.
Ugh, this chicken was trifling. Like, through the whole movie, I'm just like, this chicken, I would have let him go overboard, and I would have not rescued him. I'm sorry. This chicken was so annoying.
What are you talking about? Here, if it wasn't for Hey, you know, then, you know, the movie would have completely changed.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. But still, he was so trifling. He was just so trifling. She spent most of the time trying to save him than anything. But then, so she's able to make it to this island. And she finds Maui on it.
Yeah, she makes it to the island that Maui is exiled on, and he tricks her. He tricks her
mm-hmm. using a song
in song form,
mm-hmm. called "You're Welcome," and essentially explaining like, "I am the demigod. This is what I do. This is what I've done. You know, you're welcome."
You're welcome.
Yep, I was the one who lassoed the sun. I was the one who helped, you know, the breeze, and you know, got coconuts and all these things, which is great, don't get me wrong. But if the last thing that you're remembered for is doing something really bad, I probably don't really care about what you did
mm-hmm.
for. Yes, but yeah, so he tricks her, takes her boat, takes Hey as a boat snack. And so she's stuck in this cave, and she's eventually able to get out of it. And then they get bombarded by pirates.
Uh huh.
Yeah, because people want the heart, right? Everybody wants the heart.
Yeah, everyone wants the heart to feed.
Mm-hmm, to be able to create life. And so, what are they called? Oh, Kakamora.
Kakamora.
Yeah, so Kakamora. Now, I told you that this is like, it seemed like a water world moment to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was totally Waterworld.
Yeah, like a Waterworld meets yeah. Mad Max kind of thing.
See, if it wasn't a Disney movie, they would probably have cigarettes probably. And machine guns.
Right. Instead of bows and arrows and darts. But I noticed it right away. They look like sea urchins to me.
Like coconut urchins.
Yeah, like coconut urchins with opposable thumbs. Opposable thumbs. Yeah, because they got like arms and legs. But they use like coconuts as like masks.
I don't know. I think those weren't masks. I think those were their real faces.
Really? I don't know.
In the movie.
I mean, I guess, yeah. But, yeah, so essentially they have all these darts that paralyze you, I guess, for a little bit. And they're trying to get the heart. And at one point, Hey eats it. Like, yeah, swallows it.
But if he doesn't eat it, then they would have, like, legit just took the stone.
I mean, yeah. I guess so.
He was doing his part.
Yeah. Now, Maui wants to leave, though.
He don't care.
Yeah, he does not want to help Moana get this stone back.
Yeah, but why? Why does he not want to help?
I mean, I think it's because he knows how hard it's going to be to get it back. And he'd rather save the trouble and just move on. But if she knows that it's the right thing to do, she's going to do it. You know? Like, what am I going to do? Go back to my island that's dying? No, I got to fix it. I got to do something. So eventually they're able to get Hey back, and they kind of make their way in between the boats,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so the big boats like crash together.
Yeah, they collide together because they were trying to close them in,
mm-hmm.
but they escaped. They narrowly escaped a big crash.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people died.
A lot of people died, yeah. But, I mean, we didn't see that part. Yes. So Moana eventually convinces Maui to restore the heart, trying to, like, appease him, you know, kind of tries to, like, butter him up a little bit. Like, ooh, you know, you're nobody's hero now.
Nobody's hero. But if you do this,
mm-hmm.
if you do it,
mm-hmm.
people will love you again.
Mm-hmm. And also, by the way, can you teach me how to sail?
Yeah, she doesn't know how to sail.
She doesn't know how to
sail. How did she make it?
I mean, just pure luck. The ocean. The ocean's help. Yeah, because eventually, like, she is able to kind of become a master wayfinder, which is great.
No, I don't... He doesn't teach her yet, does he? I think it's after.
Rethink? After Lolotai?
Yeah, after Lolotai.
Okay, well then, so far... Because
that's where they gotta go, to get his fish hook.
Yes, to get his hook.
Yeah, before they go to Lolotai. They gotta get his fish hook.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so, Lolotai, the realm of monsters. They go to the lair of Tomotoa, a creature Maui said would have his hook, since he loves to collect shiny and valuable things. Mm-hmm. And they use her as bait to kind of distract him. Very hilarious. I forget the guy who plays him. He's from the Flight of the Conchords. That's what I always remember him from. Well, that and, like, Dinner for Schmucks. So funny. Just hilarious. But, yeah, essentially gets distracted by her into talking about himself, and he starts to sing.
Are you trying to make me talk about myself?
I will gladly do so.
Gladly do so.
In song form. I did think it was very cute, though, that, like, he kept trying to talk to her, and she couldn't focus on just one eyeball.
I know, because he had these two eyeballs. Two
giant eyeballs.
And they do their own thing.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of like those, like when you look at a hammerhead shark, mm-hmm. and their eyes are so far apart. It's so funny.
Not even that, because those guys don't even.
They can't even move them that far. At least they're like on eye stalks. Or whatever. And they can kind of move freely. You know? But yeah, so essentially he starts singing Shiny. Because he loves being so shiny and he loves things. And he also says that fish are dumb, dumb, dumb. And that made me laugh. Fish are dumb, dumb, dumb.
They are.
Well. So eventually Maui comes and takes his hook back, but he is not able to handle the magic right now.
I know, it's been so long. Mm-hmm. He can't transform into anything crazy. And so Tomotoa is like, oh, word. And he just starts beating him up.
Mm-hmm. Just beating him up. And then eventually Moana tricks him into leaving the hook behind and instead going after the heart of Te Fiti. But it wasn't the actual heart. It was just a rock.
Oh, I see what you did here.
Yeah, it was like a rock or barnacle or something.
You've taken a barnacle and covered it with bioluminescent green algae.
I thought it was so cute, though, that he was like, you can't run from me. Oh, you can. You keep surprising me. So cute. But so they make it out, and Tomotoa ends up, like, on his back.
Yeah, it was like a geyser. Mm-hmm. She gets up onto a geyser, her and Maui, and it shoots them up out of Lolotai, and at the same time it knocks Tomotoa on his back.
Mm-hmm. So he can't get up.
Did you like my song?
Yeah, it's so cute. Yep, so after, you know, that, Maui's, like, half shark. He's got, like, a shark head thing, and it's just... It's so funny to me, but he's trying to, like, be sincere and apologize, you know, and thank her for helping, mm-hmm. you know. But eventually, you know, they get back on the boat and he's pretty upset, rightfully so. I mean, he's really upset that he can't control his magic. But eventually, like, he kind of tells her a little bit about how he became a demigod.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't born.
He wasn't born a demigod, yeah, no. And how his parents had thrown him into the ocean, which sounds horrible, and it was very dark. I was definitely not expecting that in this kind of movie, but yeah, so he was thrown away by his parents, and the god saved him. It just, heartbreaking, just horrible. What, you know? But eventually they, you know, kind of get his spirits back up, uh-huh. and they are able to have him start practicing his powers.
I know. He practices his powers. She practices wayfinding and sailing. Mm-hmm. And there's a montage.
We get another song. Not necessarily sung by them, but it's a song that's in the movie. It's called Loco Te Pate, which is great. Love it. Catchy. And he's able to get back into the eagle form, which is fantastic. Which looks like it would be a fantastic, like, roller coaster ride or something. Like, if we had, you know, like the path to Tafiti or something and have kids like sit in some sort of like virtual reality chair or something. Be fun. They finally reach the island and Maui shifts into a hawk and flies toward the island.
Mm-hmm. And they do battle. Yeah. But so, they're not ready.
Yeah. So Tekka shows up and confronts him and Maui's knocked out of the sky and tries to convince Moana to go back because it's too dangerous. Mm-hmm. Like they won't make it. Moana though wants to keep going forward. And so they get into a bit of an argument and he gets a crack in his hook.
Yes.
And so he's very, very upset, of course. And he says that he's done helping her. And that, you know, Moana continues to say, like, the ocean chose her. And he says that it chose wrong.
It chose wrong.
And it's so sad. Why are you saying that?
It's so hurtful.
It's so sad to hear. Like, oh my gosh, what? So, yeah, so he flies off, goes back into an eagle, and flies away. And she's left all alone, trying to figure out, like, what is going on. She gives the ocean the heart back.
Yeah. She said, choose somebody else. And so the ocean took the heart of Tafiti back. And she's just kind of being all sad mm-hmm. and alone. Until Grandma comes back.
Grandma comes back. And it's hard not to choke up a little bit. Because I'm just thinking, you know, I wish my grandma could come back and see me. Just, it's emotional. But essentially saying, like, you know, I'm sorry that I put pressure on you to do this. But I also think that her grandma did because she knew she could do it. You know. And she says, if you want to go home, you can go home. And she's about to, but she can't. She can't seem to do it.
Because they sing.
Because the ocean chose her.
The ocean chose her.
And she knows that she wants to do it. And
she had to do her little song mm-hmm. to go, yes, I am the chosen one.
Moana. The song is called I Am Moana. I am Moana. I am the chosen one.
She stands apart from the crowd. She loves the sea and her people. She makes her whole family proud. Sometimes the world seems against you. The journey may leave a scar, but scars can heal and reveal just where you are. The people you love will change you. The things you have learned will guide you. And nothing on earth can silence the quiet voice still inside you. And when that voice starts to whisper, Moana, you've come so far. Moana, listen. Do you know who you are?
Who am I? I am a girl who loves my island and the girl who loves the sea. It calls me. I am the daughter of the village chief. We are descended from voyagers who found their way across the world. And they call me. I've delivered us to where we are.
You know, I love my island. I love my people. And this is what I'm going to do. I will board my boat and I will sail across the sea and restore the heart of Tefiti. And so she swims, who knows how far, into the ocean.
Probably not that far.
Well, I mean, it looked pretty deep to me. But yeah, so she swims down, she gets the heart, and she fixes her boat.
She fixes it, and she goes ready to do battle again.
Mm-hmm. By herself. By herself. She doesn't necessarily expect Maui to come back to help her, so she's doing it by herself. So she kind of tricks Tekka into getting, you know, into this water, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she gets into the lagoon. Mm-hmm. And then it looks like, oh no, this is it. I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. Tekka's going to kill me. Mm-hmm. And then Maui comes and he stops her.
Mm-hmm.
And then they together, And Maui's distracting Taka, and Moana goes, and what she thinks
is the island
is the island, mm-hmm. and but it's empty.
It's empty. Yeah, it's like, just what water. Is going on? Yep. So she turns back and notices the spiral on Teka's chest, and realizes the truth. And at this point, Maui's hook is completely destroyed, and he starts doing this like warrior chant. In warrior stance, mm-hmm. and he's expecting to be completely destroyed by Teka. But then suddenly, there's this big beam of green light.
That's the sound that the Heart of Defeat makes.
Yeah, so this big green light, and Teka turns around and sees the Heart of Defeat. And so Moana tells the ocean, you know, to let her come to me. And this part makes me cry every time. Every time it makes me cry. And it has everything to do with, like, the music and the words that she's singing, you know? Because this is essentially, like, this is the end. Like, this is it, you know? So she is able to get Teka to come to her. And she just says just the most beautiful words. Like, essentially saying, like, you know, I've crossed the horizon to find you. I know your name. And this is not who you are. You know who you are. And it just really gets me. Just, it makes me choke up every time. But essentially saying, like, this is not what was meant to be. And she restores the heart into the spiral. And it turns out that Teka was Tefiti the whole time.
Mm-hmm. She was just really mad.
She was really mad. So you woke me up from my sleep and you made me into this lava monster. Like, you did this to me. And so, yeah, so she goes back to her old self, and she's able to create a new hook for Maui. And of course, Maui apologizes.
Yeah, you better.
For what he did. And you can tell that she was not at all happy. I was like, really?
This is what happened. You turned her into a lava monster, yes. And was killing the ocean. Mm-hmm. She was killing the world. Yeah,
she was so mad. She was so mad. That's what happened. But, yeah, so she also creates a new boat for Moana to go back home. And Moana kind of tries to talk Maui into coming home with her. You know, like, hey, you know, my people will need a master wayfinder.
He's like, they already got one. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're darn tootin' right.
And Tefiti finally goes back to sleep. Mm-hmm. Goes back to sleep. I know I would want to. So, yes. So she's able to go back home to her island, to her people. And they start traveling again. Mm-hmm. They start voyaging again. They take all the big boats. She takes Pua with her. Pua's on the boat.
I would have ate Pua.
Pua's on the boat. Heihei was also on the boat. But she's essentially teaching her family how to sail. And it's beautiful. So they start. We get another version of the song again. We know the way. The song again. And we close with Moana looking off into the distance of the horizon. The sea. And that's it. That's the end of the movie.
Let's watch it again
so you can see me cry again. So much, and it's so beautiful. Alright, so how should we score this?
Ors?
Okay, out of 5 ors,
10.
I mean, we don't have 10, but
yeah, 10 out of 5.
10 out of 5. 5 gigantic oars. 5 gigantic oars. Because it was so amazing. I mean, this is one of my favorite movies. It really has become, like, one of my just favorites. The music, the colors, the animation. The fact that this movie is not at all about a girl trying to find her true love. It is not at all about, you know, trying to find your prince, which is not to say that I don't love those myself, because I do, but it has everything to do with trying to fix something that you know that you can. Mm-hmm. Going after what you want, going after the right thing to do. Making the sacrifice for your island and your people. There's something so she magical that. About that. How do you feel about it?
It was amazing. Mm-hmm. I got a Disney princess.
I don't have one yet. Maybe one day. I got Coco.
Coco!
I mean, I got Coco. But no Mexican princesses yet. We'll see. We'll see. But yes, beautiful film. Beautiful music. Beautiful colors. I love behind the scenes stuff, as you know. And they spent several months in different islands trying to get the animation just right. Particularly, like, the hair was one of the things that they wanted to make sure. Because there's a lot of, like, Moana's hair going back and forth in this film. Mm-hmm. And they took a lot of time to make sure that they were getting, like, the perfect texture of her hair.
Something.
And it was amazing because I related to it.
Long, flowy hair.
I did. I related to it. That's my hair. My hair is not at all straight. Not at all. It is very curly. So I related to Moana.
Mm-hmm. I would say the only difference... Well, no, I take that back. Because, you know, males and females both had long flowy hair.
Yes, and in the initial designs for Maui, he was going to be bald.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was going to be bald.
Now, if they did that, they could have gave him a top knot. Because that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could have done that.
But no!
But no, they had talked to a lot of the village elders that they were at. And they had said, no, Maui's got to have a full head of hair. Uh-huh. So I was like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, we didn't know nothing about no crew cuts until the white man came.
Well, we can all relate to that. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you also said that more authenticity probably could have been more nudity. On the island.
Well. Be like, man, ain't nobody covered up. It's hot and humid.
It's very hot. But especially like when you come, when you think about children, a lot of the children wouldn't have had any clothes.
Nope.
They would have been completely naked. And that would have been fine because they're, you know, they're children. Makes perfect sense. But of course, you know, it's a Disney movie. That's all right.
Anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Great clothes.
And great clothes, yes. They really wanted to make sure that they put the clothes, the designs of the clothes, as close as they could to, you know, the real thing. Who was the best and who was the worst?
Dad was the worst.
Dad was the worst?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
You're gonna sit here and tell me that because of one... terrifying experience. Yes, hey, you know, it was terrifying. It was. And you lost your friend. I get it. But you're going to essentially sacrifice your island and your people for that one experience.
Yeah, that's
tough. And hold your daughter back.
Yeah, that's tough. That's really tough. I still say Hey was the worst.
Hey, what are you talking about, man? At the end when she was fighting Taka,
mm-hmm.
she almost lost her heart. And I mean, not to blame her. I mean, she's getting...
I mean, yeah.
She was getting lava rocks thrown at her.
The ocean would have brought it back.
No. Ocean would have brought it back.
Oh, he was hey, just so... brought it back. He was just so trifling. He was just so... But I really did like that the villain, I mean, obviously Teka is meant to be like a villain and like the Kokomora are meant to be villains, but you don't really feel that strong villainous energy. I think it's like the villainy of, you know, the fact that the island is dying. Like that's the villainy, you know? Who was the best?
Who was the best? Mm-hmm. I think the best was Moana.
Moana was pretty great.
Just because, you know, she had a lot of things to conquer, and she was able to do it.
I think Grandma was the best.
Grandma was the best?
Yeah, Nana was the best, mm-hmm. because she was able to inspire Moana to be the person that she was. Because if she had just had her father, could you imagine? The type of person that she would have been? all over the place. But Grandma was the best. You know, for me, Grandma was able to inspire her to make her own decisions, make her own choices, make up your own mind about things. Like, yes, your father is great because he is my son, but, you know, he tripping sometimes.
He's tripping.
Make up your own mind about the things you know. That if you feel it in your heart, like, that's what's meant to be. Follow it. And that's it for this episode, folks. Sorry for all the noise around here. It's all of our animals trying to get in on the action. Any last words?
No last words.
So we'll catch you next time.
We'll see ya.